When your product is estimated to be found in 75% of the world's churches, you know your company has quite a reach. Perhaps what is more amazing is the factory where it's made is much the same as it was in the 1880s. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1888, Charles Henry founded the Kokomo Opalescent Glass Company, a major stained glass maker in central Indiana.
Any public building, any church, mansions, anybody that was buying stained glass was getting it from Henry.
Today's company owner, Jeff Shaw, says any stained glass west of Kokomo a century ago was most likely made here. But it was the 1889 World's Fair in Paris that made the glass truly popular.
He sent some of his glass over to enter into the industrial arts competition there. And his glass won a gold medal. The Europeans, they were used to the traditional clear colored glass, but when they saw opalescent glass with the textures, the layers, the color mixes, they fell in love with it.
And today, you can find glass from Kokomo at points around the globe.
We're in all the Disney parks. They use quite a bit of our glass in signage and displays in the parks. Cadets Chapel at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, its stained glass was manufactured here. There's some art historians that estimate that we're in 75% of the world's churches.
The company has scheduled tours, and people can see the beautiful glass from start to finish.
When you come here and you walk into our factory, you're walking back into the late 1800s. And what you'll see is glass being made as it was back then, using the same techniques, same recipes.
It is truly a remarkable place to visit, in part because so little has changed. Jeff's crew making sheets of glass that find their way into beautiful buildings and works of art far and wide. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.